What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Welcome to the Baseball Insiders. Happy Friday. I am Adam Weinrib, joined as always by FanSided's MLB insider Robert Murray. And for our late Friday show, we are going to get our predictions in order. We're doing awards predictions tonight. We'll do our standings next week on a live show. So catch us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and Tuesday for the Prospect Show with me and Eric Cole. But tonight, with just a couple of days to go before opening night on Netflix, Yankees, Giants, and then one additional day after that opening day and everybody joins the party, we're going to do award predictions and potential dark horses, and there's nobody I'd rather be doing this show with than Robert Murray. Robert, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's good to be here. Hopefully everyone is interrupting their time watching March Madness to be joining the program here for some predictions on some major awards here in Major League Baseball, some that I am lucky to vote on at the end of the season as part of the Baseball Writers Association. Really cool honor, so I appreciate that. I also appreciate my guys over here. I spoke at a club at the Indiana University the other week, ended up talking to some really amazing people over there, and they sent me a sweatshirt as a thank you. So I love the sweatshirt. Everyone here is kind of jealous of it, so I'm not going to ramble about the sweatshirt for too long, but shout out to those boys. Good to be here, Adam Weinrib. How's it going, man?
No, it's good, and it makes sense. I actually was going to pick sweatshirt for Dark Horse NL MVP, so perfect timing. We can ramble about it some more. We thank everyone for joining us. Again, join us in the Discord if you're not there as well. The All-Star tier is where you want to be for private Q&As with Robert Murray on Thursday afternoon at 3 p.m. Again, thank you for interrupting March Madness. Take just a timeout. Do the opposite of what Hubert Davis did when he was facing down the barrel of a gun of a five-second violation at the end of regulation. Call a timeout. Reset. Watch a little baseball prediction. We're going to go MVP, Cy Young, Manager of the Year, Rookie of the Year in order and give you some dark horse options. We're going to predict AL and NL MVPs first. And I will just start by saying this is probably the toughest award to predict, not because we can't find the talent, but because at a certain point, Aaron Judge in the American League, Shohei Ohtani on the sweatshirt in the National League. Aaron Judge is the best right-handed hitter in baseball. He won the MVP 2 years running. Cal Raleigh had 60 homers last year, could not defeat him. Shohei Ohtani does everything Aaron Judge does, but also pitches at a Cy Young level. Really tough to defeat him. So if you're looking at a prediction show, anyone is being disingenuous if they don't admit and acknowledge that Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani are going to be really tough to topple. And if you're a betting man or woman, first of all, calm down. Just, you know, take a pause. You don't need to bet on everything. But if you are, that's where the money probably goes, right? But we're going to try to crack a couple of dark horse cases here. But either way, Robert, who are you predicting, given that we already know we're sort of at a baseline of you got to beat those two guys to be the best?
Yeah, so first of all, I'll start with the National League because I feel like this one, obvious isn't usually the right word, but how can you bet against Shohei Ohtani? He is a world-class player. Best player of our generation, best player in honestly baseball history. And the way that he can just take over a game with his bat. And I expect him to be even better as a pitcher this year as well. So I think his impact is only going to be greater here with the Dodgers. So I'm going with Ohtani in the National League. And it's stunning to me that we have the American League MVP and I'm going to be the one voting for a New York Yankee in this regard. I'm going with Aaron Judge. And the fact, I'm not going to spoil your pick, but like the fact that you did not go with the Yankee, at least I don't believe you ended up doing so. Yeah, I think Judge is such a superstar player. I think the WBC has some people kind of down on him, maybe wondering if he's going to come back down to earth a little bit. Maybe that's not the right way to phrase that, but he's such a superstar level player. I think he'll end up having a great season once again for the New York Yankees. He's going to be pivotal in them trying to get back to the World Series. And I think Judge has an absolutely monster season. So give me Ohtani and Judge to do that for how many consecutive seasons would that be now? Would it be three? Is that right?
Yeah. In attempting to come up with different names based on the offseason narratives and some people who might be slept on or overlooked a little bit, I couldn't quite go bold enough and say Roman Anthony in the American League, although it's certainly a possibility. And if we're in a June, July, when the Red Sox are three or four games better than they expect to be, it's probably going to be the pitching fueling it, but I wouldn't be surprised to see Roman Anthony atop a couple of these ballots. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Willy Abreu top 10, by the way, either. But I went in a different spot in the American League just because I think there's, if we're talking about a team that got better this offseason and a team that people aren't paying attention to that they should be, and a team that had expectations sky high in 23 and 24 and got overlooked for one bad year, it's the Orioles. And I think Gunnar Henderson is their leader, is the guy who deserves your flowers here. Before Bobby Witt Jr. was Judge's closest competitor, before it was Cal Raleigh, it was Gunnar Henderson as well. So I'm going to throw him in here. And then in the NL, it's impossible to pick if you're taking a non-Dodger, you probably have to take a Met, right? And given the way Francisco Lindor is starting this season, he is already back in action after the hamate bone. But it's going to be tough to predict a gangbusters April from him. So give me Juan Soto, who honestly, weirdly kind of needs a dominant put your stamp on it season, because last year he went 40-40 and people kind of still talked about the Mets overall disappointment. And Soto was almost like, wow, I don't know how he got to 40 stolen bases. I don't know where he learned that trick, rather than stamping, his success and his approval here. So give me Soto in a comeback season from 40-40. Do you have any dark horse options that you're flirting around with? Obviously in a league where we all acknowledge the reality here.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The ProNuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at ProNuvo.com. That's ProNuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with ProNuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit ProNuvo.com. That's ProNuvo.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Yeah, I'm going to zig where you zagged at the beginning of what you just said there. I'm going with Roman Anthony. Roman Anthony is a guy that the Red Sox have long believed in. He is a player they were super aggressive in signing to an extension midseason last year, and that deal got done very quickly. They wanted him there. He wanted to be there, and it ended up getting done very, very quick. And he showed signs of it last year, really showed signs of taking that next step during the World Baseball Classic. I know there was some blips at the end for sure, but he seems primed to have an absolutely monster season. And if the Red Sox want to go out and compete this year and actually have a chance for a World Series, Roman Anthony is the guy to me that can allow them to do so. And I am thinking that Anthony is absolutely a guy to watch here for the American League MVP. He is, he's got that kind of ability, and I think we're going to see that on display. Now, as far as the National League goes, I'm going to, like, I don't know if I can give like a realistic option. I think yours is very good. I think Ohtani's just in class of his own, and it makes it extremely difficult. So, bonus pick. Not exactly a dark horse, I don't think, by any means, but I'm going Nick Kurtz with the A's. He is, I mean, we saw it last year. He was incredible. And the A's have tried to extend him this offseason or this spring, have not come close to doing so quite yet. But he is a foundational piece. He is the face of that franchise for sure. And the A's in their new era, which is soon going to be in Vegas, should everything go according to plan, which, I mean, who knows at this point. But although I do think that's going to end up happening. He is going to be the key to that working, and also the key to that being a success, where they're going to have fans consistently coming into Vegas to go watch the A's play. And Kurtz is the primary reason for that.
Love that pick, especially because I think, look, the projection systems love the A's. I think there's a world where they are more in the mix than maybe most people are expecting this year. I can't believe we just did almost 10 minutes on the MVP races, given Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge still exist. So let's dig into the Cy Youngs. Hit me with your predictions first, and then we can go into dark horses a little bit. And I got to tell you, I don't know, someone's always going to come out of nowhere, but man, these are pretty close to somewhat locked too.
Yeah, I tried thinking of alternative options here, but Garrett Crochet in the American League is incredible. But I know you have your eyes on him. I'm going in a different direction. And this one's kind of a, I don't want to say risky pick, but I'm going Tarek Skubal. And the only reason I say it's risky is, let's say that the Tigers are out of the race come the deadline. He becomes a very realistic trade candidate. But I'm going to bet the Tigers are going to be very good this season. I think that rotation really raises the floor for them. So I'm going Skubal in the American League, which, I mean, look at how bold that is. Holy cow. Yeah, I'm going with the best pitcher in baseball there. And then I'm going to go with Yamamoto in the National League. He is in a class of his own right now. He's fantastic. He's awesome. He is everything that the Dodgers hope for when they sign him for $325 million. And he's a big game pitcher too. Like, he showed last year, especially in the World Series. He can pitch in the biggest and brightest of moments. There's not many players who are built to do that, but he did so. And I expect him to use that momentum from that and from his entire success in having just a monster season for the Dodgers and really leading that rotation and putting them in a very strong position to be a three-peat as World Series champs. What do you got, Adam?
Yeah, you got me. I got Garrett Crochet in the American League just because, again, it is tough to look at last year's winners, Skubal and Paul Skeens. I can't in good faith say, well, it's easy to pick those dudes to just drop off this year. Neither will be anywhere close. It could easily be Paul Skeens taking another step forward. It could easily be a Tarek Skubal coronation. That's not usually how it works. Pitchers don't usually win the Cy Young 3 years in a row, unless they are in a class all their own. And yes, Tarek Skubal is atop the Major League Baseball landscape right now. But throughout all of baseball history, a Cy Young three-peat is not something usually gets in the way. Predicting that feels just like you're almost stepping on a landmine. So I'm going to go with Garrett Crochet, acknowledging that last year was his first full season of full health. So 2024, even his breakout year, he broke down towards the end of the year. They were limiting his innings a bit. They were trying to navigate the new normal. I'm not sure I've ever seen someone more, you know, ready for the stretch run than I did Garrett Crochet last year. He was a hoss. He could give you nine innings every time out. I felt like every time they took him out of a game, it was too soon, basically. So I see him holding up this year, and I'm just going to give him his flowers and his crown. And I had Yamamoto in the NL as well. I just felt like leading out of the World Series last year, this is going to be his coronation season. He was in that top three mix last year. He has taken a step forward every season in the big leagues. He is the proven, right now he's the Madison Bumgarner of Major League Baseball. Proven in the postseason, unreal feats of strength, you know, things no one has ever done. And now we just need to see it in a full season. Obviously, Skeens will be involved. Yeah. Christopher Sanchez, last year's finalist, will be as well. Jesus Luzardo. I picked Logan Webb 2 years ago. And if the Giants are going to be relevant this year, that's going to be someone I'll have my eyes on there as well. Someone is going to jump into this mix who no one is expecting, I'm sure. But as of now, I'm staking it on Yamamoto. Do you have any dark horse options you are watching?
I do. Freddy Peralta. He's been incredible for the Brewers for quite some time, and he is entering a free agent season, which is usually when these guys end up really breaking out and having their best performances of their career going into their big payday. And he is in a big market now in Queens, playing with the Mets, playing on a World Series contending team, really for the first time in his career. And that's no slight at the Brewers. But the Mets present a higher upside team than what he was with in Milwaukee. So I'm going, I think the Mets are going to have a very strong season. So I'll go with Freddie Peralta in the National League. I'm glad you ended up saying Paul Skenes, because the fact that I didn't even mention Skenes in what I was saying about Yamamoto before, that was kind of a miss by me. And I realized as I was looking at my notes here, I was like, oh crap. Like I can't believe I forgot them, but I'm going with Freddie Peralta. What do you got?
I mean, again, I think we nailed the most likely names, but I'm going to throw out Jesus Luzardo, fresh off of a contract extension. What he showed last year out of the spotlight somewhat in Philadelphia, surprisingly enough, he's someone who merits consideration. Way off the map, I'm going to say watch Yuri Perez in Miami. Maybe this is finally the 160, 170 inning from Yuri Perez. We know the stuff is there. We don't know the durability is. And I will go ahead and be on this, but I will not say Ryan Weathers as a dark horse Cy Young candidate for the Yankees, given his recent activity. He was on MLB.com's list of dark horse candidates. I'm going to stake my claim and say, I don't see it, but I get what you're saying.
No. And I'll also say too, I expect Sandy Alcantara to be better. I think he's going to end up having a nice season. It really become that attractive trade chip that he's been in years past. So I would definitely, based on what I've heard, I would keep your eyes on Sandy.
We're looking for someone who's trying to be an attractive trade chip. True. Look no further than Joe Ryan. If he gets dealt in the American League, then he can maintain eligibility to the National League. Then who knows? Let's take it to manager of the year, which is borderline a Judge Ohtani situation. Stephen Vogt and Pat Murphy cannot be defeated. So how do we dare to defeat them? I feel like they're going to have to break the status quo this year.
Yeah, because I was telling you pre-show that I ended up like, I don't think there's a chance there can be a three-peat, but I'm going to change it up a little bit from what I said there. I'm going to actually Stephen Vogt again in the American League. I think he's awesome. I think he is exactly what every team wants in a manager, where he's got that experience as a player. He knows exactly how to manage a clubhouse in general. And he's got just a great relationships across the board there. And he's really done a great job of maximizing that opportunity there in Cleveland. So I'm going, I'm going with Voter there. And I am, I got to stick to my Pittsburgh Pirates, man. I have to. And like, I've been probably the biggest supporter of the Pirates in the media, I would say. I feel like that's not an exaggeration. I think the Pirates are going to make the postseason this year. And if they go out and do so, Don Kelly is going to end up being the manager of the year. So I really like what I've seen from him. I really like what I've heard from him. And just the reviews overall from Pittsburgh people are really encouraging. And we even saw last year when he ended up taking over midseason for Derek Shelton after he got fired. Even Pat Murphy said it looked like the Pirates were playing a different brand of baseball and that it was just tightened up and it was better. And I think now with that pitching staff, with a higher ceiling offense, with three really good reinforcements there, they're going to be in prime position to go out and make some noise this season. So Don Kelly, congratulations, man. You are the manager of the year. What do you got, Adam?
I have Don Kelly too. It's so hard. You have to play the narrative game. You have to figure out who is surpassing expectations and what teams are on the verge of making statements they haven't made before. For me, that's the Pittsburgh Pirates. They look like a team that's going to leap from also-ran and depression into the postseason race and hopefully into the playoffs. Don Kelly did the job last year. I see no reason why he can't do the job also entering this year. You look at the other teams that are at the edges of the playoff race because it's really hard for Dave Roberts to win this award. And I just don't think Carlos Mendoza has the chops for the Mets. I don't think if they succeed, he is going to be given the credit for it. We'll see. Craig Counsell, I think, is probably, you know, went from overrated to underrated after he accepted the giant contract. The Cubs delivered last year, were overshadowed by the Brewers. I think he has a chance to. Tony Vitello, I do not think is going to be the one to make that impact. So I'm going to say Don Kelly's my prediction, but I do think Counsell probably is going to get rated a little more accurately this year and is going to jump into that manager of the year mix instead of being viewed as a disappointment. American League, my narrative. I mean, I am looking at, you looked at Tarek Skubal as a potential midseason trade candidate. I am looking at the Detroit Tigers making one final run with Skubal and Framber Valdez and giving it to AJ Hinch, someone who I know is respected by the voting body, and looking for American League alternatives. Alex Cora is a possibility. Craig Albernaz in Baltimore in year one is a possibility, but it's probably going to be someone trying to battle at, and you get a lot of credit if you defeat Stephen Vogt head to head in the AL Central. So I think if the Tigers win the Central by five or more games, then AJ Hinch is your manager of the year.
No, I think that's totally fair and totally valid. And I also think your shot for Albernaz was a really good one. I think he's fantastic. I think he's the kind of guy that can absolutely get the Orioles to the next level. And a new voice there is going to be really important for them. And I'm also, too, that you ended up mentioning that Craig Counsell might at this point be underrated. He gets a lot of unnecessary flack. But I can tell you from being around him for a few years and also, like, continuing to stay in touch with people who deal with him on a daily basis. He is incredibly good with his feel in the clubhouse and just the respect he commands there. Like, he gets a lot of flack for being pretty even keeled. He doesn't show a lot of emotion. I think that's by design for him, because you often hear, like, baseball is a roller coaster and you can't ride that roller coaster. Otherwise, it's going to end up really, like, impacting you and your team. And if you see your manager, if you see your leader riding that roller coaster, what do you think your team's going to do? It's going to ride that roller coaster. So I think Counsell's a great manager. I think he's the perfect guy for the Cubs. And this year, I really do think they're going to be the team, or this is the team that overtakes the Brewers in the Central.
I agree with that. And I think the Pirates are going to be right there behind them. Before we sign off, who are your Rookie of the Year picks? This one, I'm going to go a little more chalk.
Yeah, I mean, you start, Adam. You go ahead. Yeah,
I can't deny. I don't know if we're going to start the year with Connor Griffin on the big league roster, but I have to predict Connor Griffin if I'm predicting Don Kelly and Kevin McGonigal in the American League. I don't know who else is going to break camp and have as much of a chance to rack up runs. I'm going Tigers and Pirates heavy this year. Although, of course, J.J. Weatherholt in the National League is tempting. So is Andrew Painter. What are you thinking?
I legitimately, like, this is very unoriginal by me, but we have similar picks. Connor Griffin is my pick in the National League. He is 19 years old. He's only played a handful of games in Double A. He hasn't played in Triple A yet. And yet there's serious talk of him making the opening day roster, but also end up being possibly the highest paid player in Pirates history before too long. So we'll see if that ultimately ends up getting done. But he is an extremely exciting young player. In the American League, I also have McGonigal. Every review I've heard from Tigers people just raves about him. So I'm going with those two guys. Very unoriginal by me. I get it. But you know what? It's that one feels like a pretty, I don't want to say safe, but not too far off from that.
I agree. If we could have gotten a full season of Carlos LaGrange in the Bronx, maybe things are different. You got to look, it's so hard to do this and be a Marlin. But Owen Casey, if he laps the field, could be your Rookie of the Year winner. That said, Connor Griffin, Kevin McGonigal, even if it doesn't come true, it's just the flag that I want to plant on my island. I can't go in another direction. I'll feel like an idiot if it happens and the chalk picks happen and I'm not on them, just like Duke Siena yesterday. So thank you for joining us again. Thank you for taking time out of your March Madness to watch the Baseball Insiders. We will see you back here next week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And by the way, Wednesday, they got the first regular season game of the 2026 MLB season. It's already here, and we can't wait to share it with you. Take care, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.